office number 3030.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He couldn't wait any longer. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It took a little longer than we thought, but we did it.
Democrat Connor Lamb declared victory after midnight in the race for a vacant Pennsylvania seat in Congress. Republicans had held for years, but GOP candidate Rick Saccone is not giving up.
We're still fighting the fight. It's not over yet. We're going to fight all the way to the end.
He trails Lamb by fewer than 600 votes, with hundreds of absentee ballots still being counted. House Democrats have more to say about the Russia probe. They claim Republicans on the Intelligence Committee are ending prematurely. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the committee, says he's not giving up on the panel's investigation into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia.
We are going to do our best to continue our work. There are individuals who want to cooperate with our committee and share information, and will continue to do so.
Republican Congressman Mike Conaway released a majority report on the investigation, stating they found no evidence of collusion, coordination, or conspiracy. Dave.
Rachel, scientist Stephen Hawking has died, famous for his theories on time and space, finally succumbing at age 76 to the ALS that left him paralyzed for decades. At schools across the country, students calling for stricter gun laws plan to walk out this morning at 10 o'clock in each time zone, 4 weeks after the Parkland, Florida high school shooting spree.
My inclination at this point is to not have my child participate because it's a complicated issue.
Her child's in an elementary school in Nashville. In Kuna, Idaho, instead of a walkout, there'll be an assembly and students will march through the high school halls.
Something needs to change, and we really want to use that to build unity within our school and to just create that change.
A teacher in California, who's also a reserve police officer, is on leave after the gun he was using in a firearm safety lesson yesterday went off accidentally, falling debris injured three students. Fox News, fair and balanced.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
I'm having that 6:59 feeling again.
What?
You know, that mini panic attack right before the workday starts when you're sure you've forgotten something?
Nope, that's my favorite time of day. I work with Cintas, so I always know we're ready for the workday. They handle our uniforms, fire extinguishers, first aid, safety training, floor mats, and restroom supplies.
I think I need to call Cintas.
They might just make a morning person out of you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Again, it's been 4 weeks since that shooting spree in Parkland, Florida, and the shooter is about to head back to court.
Nicholas Cruz, who now formally faces the death penalty in the killings at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, has an arraignment hearing today on his 34-count indictment. His attorney says the 19-year-old is immediately ready to plead guilty to all charges if the death penalty is not pursued, and he's given 34 consecutive life sentences, arguing there were so many warning signs Cruz was unstable that the death penalty might be going too far. The Broward County State Attorney Tuesday filed formal notice that prosecutors will seek capital punishment. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The trial starts today at an even deadlier mass shooting in Florida, the one at the gay nightclub in Orlando where 49 people were murdered. The gunman's widow is on trial.
The case hinges on whether Noor Salman knowingly helped her husband, terrorist Omar Mateen, plan the 2016 Pulse nightclub attack. Salman's also accused of obstruction of justice and faces life in prison if convicted. Her lawyer.
We are satisfied with the jury that's selected. In fact, we believe in them. And I'm pretty confident that at the end of this trial, they're going to believe in us, too.
We expect to hear 911 calls and see police body cam footage in the three-week-long trial. We'll also hear from at least one nightclub goer who's expected to testify under an alias for the defense. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks may bounce back. Futures are higher the morning after the Dow dropped 171 points. The NCAA tournament is underway. Started last night, St. Bonaventure beat UCLA. Radford topped LIU Brooklyn. Both teams now make it into the 64-team bracket. There are two more play-in games tonight. and a musher from Norway has won the Iditarod, the famous Alaskan sled dog race, nearly 1,000 miles long. Your Olsom came away the winner this morning. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors from Simple. It's simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. I see on my schedule Ron Bailey from the Blossom Basket will be helping us give away a bouquet of flowers totally free to somebody you want to send them to Tuesday on Election Day.
Okay, let's do that.
This coming Tuesday.
20th then. That's the first day of spring.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Diane Ducey with the weather.
High 46. We're expecting partly cloudy conditions, down to 28 this evening, up to 49 tomorrow, down to 26 with plenty of sunshine. Partly cloudy on Friday with a high 42, low 32. Could be some precipitation Friday night coming into Saturday's forecast, but still pretty nice over the weekend. Right now, the temperature's at 20. ESPN 93.5.
Well, good morning. It is the 14th of March.
That's high day. 314.
Oh, pi r squared.
So that's the circumference of the circle.
Yeah,
the
diameters. I got all that. Yeah. I just don't want to show off.
Okay.
All right. Special election in Pennsylvania last night. Looks like Connor Lamb, the Democrat, is going to win. He's up 847 votes out of 225,000 cast. 847 votes. There are some absentee to count. I don't think Rick Saccone's going to catch him. So it looks like the Democrats will gain a seat. And I know there's a lot of hype about this story, like the blue wave and all of that. And to that I say, yeah, a guy like Connor Lamb can win as a Democrat, but he's all for guns. He's all for tax cuts. He's all for tariffs. That's not really Nancy Pelosi, is it? It's a moderate Democrat.
Hmm.
And yes, a moderate Democrat can win. I just don't know if the left will allow that.
Right.
He did not want anything to do with Nancy Pelosi. So he was acceptable for that area. And what the coverage is, see, we hate Trump, we're Democrats. This is a guy that's a Second Amendment guy. That doesn't fill into the left's views of guns. So it's an entirely different Democrat that disassociated, said we shouldn't fight, we should work together kind of thing. Don't resist, work together. That's not the Democrats. That's a moderate Democrat.
Right.
He is acceptable. And he's, what they say, from Central Casting. Looked like he'd be on GQ. Connor Lamb is 33, Marine, former prosecutor, tall, handsome. Yeah, I mean, you know, but what you're not going to hear is that this isn't the normal left. This isn't move on. This is a very moderate guy that is acceptable in a lot of areas. Not all, but okay. You know, much more moderate. But that's why he won. It wasn't because it was Nancy Pelosi's forces of blue wave. And no, it was just totally a different candidate. So what the Democrats, if they could, they ought to move toward the middle. But I don't think the left will let them. I don't think the Elizabeth Warrens and Bernie Sanders are done. So you're going to have to go further left, or you're going to have another candidate springing out of that. So that's my assessment of that. Students across the nation.
It's the walkout day between 10 and 10:17 this morning.
And that's all over the country, again, to remember those that died in the Parkland shooting.
The 17 victims down in Florida.
Yeah, so they're going out for a minute for each victim. And I don't know how local schools are handling this.
It sounds like educators are not involved, you know, and if kids want to walk outside the school peacefully and quietly, they're not supposed to interrupt what's happening in the classroom. The educators are supposed to continue what they're doing. You know, there's not supposed to be banging on the lockers or anything
like that.
So
essentially, they're letting them do this. Will there be any penalty for the kids that do this? Front page News Gazette this morning says that University of Illinois, among other state schools, Illinois State, I think, is in the list, have already indicated that their admissions won't be frowned upon if they participate in today's walkout.
which I find rather interesting. University of Illinois, Eastern, Illinois State, and Illinois Wesleyan join institutions across the nation in letting students know their admissions packets would not be viewed any differently should they be disciplined for protesting peacefully. So, if they essentially say it's okay to protest peacefully, are they not opening that Pandora's box of, can I do this for other causes? Or are you just all on the page with gun control? Because whenever you do stuff like this, there's always precedent. And I would indeed like to discuss this just a little bit more, and we shall. Because I think there are some things here. Because if you don't penalize the students for walking out of class, then why aren't they doing it tomorrow? Wendy Patrick, how are you?
Good, Stevie. Thanks for having me.
Now, you know, I've got your stuff here, but something came up this morning, and I'm going to just roll it off and see what you say.
Okay.
We have the people with the kids walking out for guns today for the Parkland shooting in Florida from 10 a.m. Central to 10:17, 1 minute for each
right.
victim.
Walkout day.
A walkout day to essentially want and push for gun control. And you're a lawyer, so if they say essentially no penalty for doing that, I don't know what school to school they're doing, but Higher Education Illinois has sent the word out that it'll be okay and your admissions packets won't be looked at if you protest peacefully. To that I say, well, that's kind of a precedent. That's kind of a lawyery word. So if tomorrow I want to peacefully protest something else, I don't know if you have a leg to stand on. You just said it was okay. Isn't that kind of a lawyery thing to think about?
Well, it's a lawyery thing to think about, but it's one that comes with an enormous amount of research, because what lawyers have to do, and it ultimately judges if these cases get filed, they've got to look at precedent, the word you just used, but legal precedent. In other words, they have to look at the way different businesses and school districts and municipalities, whatever it is, have dealt with such cases in the past in order to determine the legality of present conduct. You know, I get questions all the time. You know, something will happen in the news and somebody will call me and say, is that legal? Everybody's got to do the research. And, you know, that's why our briefs are anything but that. They are long recitations of finding other cases, sometimes from other jurisdictions that allow that. So, yes, I know that's happening. I've been reading about it. I've been following it with great interest because my other hat is as a threat assessor, and I'm very interested in things like, are we going to have new gun regulations, and how are we going to accomplish this? I don't know whether walkouts are the answer. There are probably a lot of more productive ways of finding out how we can come together with new gun laws. But, you know, protesting has been a part of cultural heritage forever.
No, you're right. All right, a couple of items. Virginia man runs over himself. What? Faces DUI charge? What?
Well, this guy got pulled over for an equipment violation and, you know, got out of his car and started running. Bad idea if the cops pull you over.
Yeah.
Apparently forgot to put his car in park, ran in front of it, and got hit.
Oh, my
goodness.
We're
laughing because you don't often see this every day. You can't make this stuff up. But, you know, don't drink and drive. That has been my mantra as a prosecutor. And even when I was a defense attorney, that was my mantra. And if you do, these are the sorts of things that happened. I'm just glad he didn't kill anybody or hurt anybody else. We hope he's not seriously injured himself either. Because that's another danger of drinking and driving. He's injuring yourself.
Never heard of this one. I mean, actually, that's a pretty unique one. Republicans on House Committee find no evidence of collusion between Trump campaign and Russia. What's your take on that?
I got about a minute, so let me see if I can streamline this. There has to be an end to these committee investigations. They can't be open-ended and go on in perpetuity. They did end it on Monday, saying we didn't find anything. We've been at this for over a year, but naysayers can take comfort in the fact that Mueller's investigation is proceeding full steam. It didn't wind down at the end of 2017. If anything, we've seen more indictments recently than we did at the beginning. So that is probably a better venue for this kind of investigation to go on, and it is continuing there. So maybe we keep our eyes on the special counsel instead of the Congress and let them turn to other things like gun control.
Always a pleasure, Wendy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wendy Patrick, live from San Diego, 715, a little legal. Well, back to the walkout. 359-2255. And I'll be very curious to see, do you get detention? Should there be a penalty, or are there too many that are going to walk out? Because, you know, kids, they're going to say, what are we doing again? Okay, I'm doing it. What time? Okay.
Well, and the weather isn't too bad. That's a factor also. Yeah. That if it was precipitation outside, your fair weather protesters would probably say, nah.
Right. But it's a chance to get out of class.
It is.
So I guess the issue I would have is to say educators and a lot of people are all for more gun control. You know, I'm for some things like background checks and trying to keep mentally ill people from guns. That's fine. I just don't think there are any laws that will stop what happened, sadly, in Florida. So to essentially bless the protest, what about tomorrow? What if 40 of them are really mad about DACA and immigration? Let's say there's 11 million people. We're going to go out for 11 minutes, one for each million, about how this is ridiculous and we've got to get passage of laws to help our dreamers. From 10 to 10, 11 tomorrow, will there be any penalty, or do I need to rally 200 people? I mean, you want to start this? That's my point. Is where does it begin, where does it end? And then the next day, I'm for guns, and I'm going to peacefully protest the Second Amendment. Ooh, that's against their grain. Are you going to allow that? Or is it all because we're all on the page? Couple of thoughts. 359-2255, going to text in. Let's check your sports headlines at 7:17.
Well, we had the play-in games yesterday. Those NCAA brackets need to be filled out by tomorrow at 11 when Oklahoma takes on Rhode Island and Wright State takes on Tennessee as the first games during the March Madness procedure. Radford over LIU Brooklyn 71-61, so they're on to take on Villanova on Thursday. And then St. Bonaventure over UCLA 65-58. St. Bonaventure now has Florida. So tonight we have Texas Southern and NC Central, and Syracuse taking on Arizona State as part of the play-in games. Last night in NBA action, Pacers over the 76ers 101-98. Clippers over the Bulls 112-106. Big Ten Tennis Player of the Week, Alex Brown, Go Illini. Also, our home opener at 3 against Milwaukee with Cirilla Watson taking the mound. Illinois softball is down at St. Charles to take on Mizzou at 2.
A little warmer down there in St. Louis.
Yeah.
But here, what the heck? I mean, you know, I'd wear the stocking cap.
Right, high 46, sunshine.
Yeah, it'd be pretty nice, but I'd just wear it all and take it off if you're hot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it'd be fun to see Illinois baseball. See him here as playing Milwaukee at 3.
And I know in NFL action, the free agency officially begins at 3 today as NFL teams adjust their roster.
There was a lot of movement yesterday.
Yeah, former Philadelphia Eagles tight end Trey Burton gets a $42 million deal, and Jacksonville's receiver Allen Robinson, a 3-year $42 million deal with the Bears.
Well, you got Drew Brees re-signed with the Saints, which is really the only news I was looking for.
Okay.
Jimmy Graham, the great tight end, went from Seattle to the Packers. That's going to be really good for Green Bay. Jimmy Graham played with Drew Brees. He's really, really good. He's like 6'8". He can catch it, and he's got Aaron Rodgers. Uh-oh. Here come the Pack. Okay, 359-2255. Should students be allowed to walk out and peacefully protest? Should if the U of I is sending out packets everywhere saying, you know what, if this is on your admissions, if it's peaceful, it's fine. Is that just for today? Or can that be for tomorrow? Because it says peacefully protest. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to go protest. Can we do it more than just today? That's the question. And do you not penalize high school students, and I presume this is just high school, for walking out for 17 minutes? Or is it because it's such a big deal, and what determines a big deal? Let's check your weather.
High 46 with the sunshine, 28 our low tonight, up to 49 tomorrow, down to 26, sunshine again. Clouds tomorrow with a high, or on Friday with a high 42, low 32. There's a chance of precipitation Friday night and come into Saturday's forecast, but by Sunday, we're up to 55 with the sunshine. We're currently at 21 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. If you have any thoughts on the walkout for something to be done with guns, text in 359-2255. It's today, 10 to 10:17. 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Walmart wants to be your grocery delivery service. The chain will be offering home delivery of groceries in 100 cities by the end of the year. Online grocery orders will be packed in a Walmart store by company workers and delivered by a third party, sometimes an Uber driver. Walmart is currently offering grocery deliveries in 6 cities. Its delivery will cost $9.95 and there's a $30 minimum. Broadcom will scrap its offer to buy rival chip company Qualcomm. President Trump blocked the deal because of national security concerns. Reuters says Broadcom's board met on Tuesday. However, Broadcom says it will continue with its plan to move its headquarters to the United States. Analysts say Broadcom can still be looking for smaller companies to buy. The Dow closed down 171 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 77. S&P lost 17. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
Hi, this is Chapin Rose. For over a decade, Sammy Anderson served our community. She's chaired the Champaign County Bar Association's Family Law Section, and she's given generously of her time to our veterans coming back from war. Sammy believes that a judge, above all else, should uphold our Constitution. I have confidence that Sammy Anderson's professional and personal experience make her a great candidate to serve as our circuit judge. Sammy Anderson's been dedicated to our community. She is my vote for circuit judge on March 20th, and I'd respectfully ask that you consider her as well.
I am Sammy Anderson, and I would like to personally ask for your vote on March 20th.
Paid for by friends of Sammy Anderson.
Are you frustrated with pain or previously tried physical therapy without success? The Mettler Center can help you, just like it's helped me recover from a shoulder injury. Mettler Center Physical Therapy has been transforming lives in the community for over 20 years. With their specialized manual therapy techniques, they have an over 98% satisfaction rating. Mettler Center takes pride in helping people get back to the things they love. Schedule a free 30-minute consultation today to discover if physical therapy is right for you. Visit them online, MettlerCenter.com.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster, Serve Pro, at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign. Like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated. ESPN 93.5. Good morning. I am Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey, 7:23. We do have a Sugar Buster Club meeting coming up. Stand by. And Kyle, I'm sorry, I have not done my calligraphy for you.
Is that right?
I know it.
Is the ink dried up?
No, I've got it.
Okay.
It's all fresh and ready. My goal today is to do Kyle's new Sugar Buster certificate, number 89. That's Mike Ditka's number. Well done.
And maybe you want to try it. It's 30 grams of processed sugar or less that you're monitoring each day for 3 days. And if you make it through that 3 days probation, you're in.
You get the fancy schmancy certificate. Claims you're a Sugar Buster. Okay.
Just reach out to us at 359-2255, and we have had a couple of texts about this protesting that's happening on walkout between 10 and 10:17.
So there's schools, and I think this is just high school. I don't think elementary is involved.
The thing about the elementary schools is park testing is going on, and they really need to get those numbers and have the kids focus. So
wait a minute. Now, wait a second here. If we're going to do this now, people, I mean, because it's not on your timing, I don't think elementary knows what's going on like
right.
that. To teachers, it'd have to be more proactive at helping.
Right, and that is certainly being frowned upon. That
well, the teachers, right. the teachers are supposed to stay in the classes, and not everybody's going
to
go out. I think a lot
right.
will.
I agree.
But there'll be some that stay in, so you keep teaching.
Right.
But you're going to have to make it up because the others wouldn't have heard it, so you'll probably have to redo.
I don't know.
But I'm just wondering, though, is there no penalty for this, and is it just too massive, or will it be too massive to deal with the ramifications of walking out in a peaceful protest? Is there a more appropriate time, say, at 3:05 when the school's out? You can walk along the sidewalks at 3:05. That's totally good. It's peacefully protesting.
But you're with everybody else who's trying to get to their vehicle and leave.
Stay later then. You stay later and call all the news media and tell them what they're doing. You're going to be out there after school. That's totally good. You're not going to disrupt class. It's just that when you kind of wink and nod and understand that this is kind of taking on a life of its own, sometimes you just got to kind of stand down, I think, and stuff like this, I suppose. But should there not be something to just walking out of class? Because you could see this growing. And it's wonderful to be politically astute and have an opinion and get out there and peacefully protest. That's what it's about. We're able to do that here. It's great. But when and is it appropriate? And, you know, educators, and I'm sure Unit 4 and Urbana, everybody, they're not going to say, go do it. But they're also probably on the page, right? Most, I would think, within our educational systems would like to see more guns banned. Just an anecdotal thought there. Maybe I'm wrong. So the point here is that if this is a 17-minute protest, what if there's another one next week for DACA? Yeah, probably everybody's kind of comfortable with that one. And then the following week, there's somebody that wants to be pro-life. And then there's somebody who wants to be an advocate of the Second Amendment. You've got to allow peaceful protests if you allow peaceful protests. And this one is kind of a big one because the shooting happened fairly recently. There's a lot of people. It's been on social media. Everybody's walking out for 17 minutes or a lot will. But if the U of I have already told everybody across the country and the world that it's okay to peacefully protest and this won't be frowned upon for admissions, then tomorrow should be another day and I ought to be able to do that too. And it'll be noted in my notes and that's peaceful protesting. I presume all causes will be looked upon the same way, even if you disagree with it, right?
Well, this texter says, feels like some local schools are encouraging kids to do this. I talked with a student yesterday who didn't even know why they were walking out, but planned to do so just to be out of class.
Well, that's what I said. All right, what are we doing? Yeah, exactly. I mean, you had the big march after Donald Trump was, and they went in the street and asked people. They had no idea. They know they got paid to go.
Right.
But they had no idea what they were protesting.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, you're right. So
well, and John was in the area. Didn't he talk to somebody who was in the
taxi? Yeah, they had no idea what they're doing. No idea. But they did get money, and they did get to do it.
Right.
And all that stuff. So.
Yeah, where do I get my sign? Yeah. And here, can I have my money? And
359-2255, and they're not sure why they're there. So I think a lot of high school kids will be aware of the shooting and, you know, have a thought on guns. There'll be some guys in high school that say, hey, I go hunting. I like my gun. Woof, woof, woof. You know, that's fine because you do have that right, but you have you have that opportunity to peacefully protest. The question is it appropriate to interrupt school? And those that disagree, because those that disagree are going to be shamed into kind of going along with it because you don't want to be, you know, yeah.
Right. Texter is talking about this being a liberal movement and, you know, no wonder you're against it, so to speak.
I'm talking about the precedent of it. You can talk to me about background checks. You can ban AK-47s. I don't care. I don't have one. It just isn't going to solve our problem of these mass shootings. There's a lot more difficulties there, and I think the only way to protect the kids, as I've said many times, is to have somebody shooting back in the school. If you really want to stop some of this, you're going to have a fear for the killer that they might be shot. That's what stops this.
Well, here's an official letter that went out to elementary school officials about today's walkout and how there could be something on March 24th, the March for Our Lives, to participate in D.C., and then on April 20th, the National School Walkout for Students Across the Nation in local districts. So there are some other things besides today being acknowledged in East Central Illinois.
That's fine. And I'm saying that if you're going to start this, where do you begin and where do you end? Is this going to be a regular, you know, during the school day, students are allowed to go out, if it's peaceful, and protest something? But what if it's something that is repugnant to educators, like pro-guns? Is that going to be treated the same way? You're giving your time, peaceful protest.
It says, under Illinois law, school employees are prohibited from engaging in political activities while at work or on duty. And then it talks about the staff participating and how this would be a violation and it's prohibited. So again, the educators are supposed to just, you know, keep teaching and not acknowledge if some of the students do decide to walk out between 10 and 10:17.
10, let's see, 217 texter. Oh, here it is. Can I walk out of work for 700 minutes to protest the 700,000 babies murdered by abortion each year? If peaceful protests are allowed, yes. That's what I'm talking about. Where does it begin? Where does it end? This is a guns. That's fine. But just you're okay with somebody out there saying, dreamers, same thing. Or build a wall, peacefully protesting, leaving class, pick a number, how long it's going to be. Are you allowing it all?
Well, I wonder, I guess it says here through social media messaging, it appears there's at least three major student-led efforts underway. And I mentioned those dates of today, March 24th and April 20th. But I wonder why that became more official in educators' eyes.
I don't know if you want to start and stop this. I think you tell them if you want to come at 7, if you want to go at 3, that's when we do that. If you leave school, you're in detention. If you leave school, you're going to be suspended after the third time. I mean, do you allow this? I guess my point is, it's not what I'm for or against. It's, do you want to do this? Is this the direction simply because this is a cause you back? There are going to be causes that you don't like. You got to be okay with all of it because it's free speech, it's America, and I'm going to peacefully protest. My whole point of this is, if you start this, there is no beginning, middle, or end. You're in it. You can't choose the cause. You're going to have causes people want to peacefully protest that you're going to say, what? You allow it happen because you're allowing this because you like this one. And it's really a wave of, oh, support. Okay, there are going to be other waves. And if you don't think a 15-year-old catches on to how they can get out of class and have a little fun, let's start a cause, man. And if it's free speech and if it's peaceful, you need to allow me to do it. 359-2255 if you want to text in about this. ESPN 93.5.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. We're still waiting to hear officially who wins a special House election in western Pennsylvania. The Democrat, Connor Lambs, declared victory. He does have the edge with absentee ballots, though, still being counted.
I'll work on the problems our people face, secure their jobs and pensions, protect their family, and I will work with anyone to do that.
The Republican, Rick Saccone, says it's not over yet. President Trump campaigned for him personally. The president heads to St. Louis today after a trip to California for a fundraiser and a look at prototypes for a new border wall.
The border wall is truly our first line of defense, and it's probably, if you think about it, our first and last, other than the great ICE agents and other people moving people out.
In St. Louis, he'll visit a Boeing facility and meet with local employers and then attend another fundraiser. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The fifth floor printer, your cell phone battery, the shoelace you swore you double knotted, your hard drive, your backup hard drive, and of course, the weather. Brighten your day with something you can actually count on. GoToMeeting is the easy-to-use collaborative meeting tool that 18 million monthly users trust to help them get work done. To learn more about how you can meet better, visit gotomeeting.com.
Champaign County, you have a choice on March 20th. And if you choose Alan Jones for sheriff, you choose experience, leadership, and solutions. That's why the News Gazette endorses Alan Jones.
Growing up, I never wanted to be anything but a police officer. That's what my dad did. It was in my blood. But I didn't want to be a cop for the glory of solving crimes or being a hero like on all the TV shows. I wanted to help people. And now, after spending nearly 30 years working my way up from corrections officer all the way the chief deputy of the Champaign County Sheriff's Office. I'm not done trying to help people and make their lives better. That's why I'm asking for your vote for Champaign County Sheriff. We'll battle the opioid addiction in our rural communities and gun violence in parts of Champaign-Urbana. And I'll work with the Republicans and Democrats to find a solution for our crumbling downtown county jail. As a boy, I dreamed of being a cop. Becoming Champaign County Sheriff
would be the honor of my career. I'm asking for your support on March 20th.
Vote Alan Jones for Champaign County Sheriff. He has the experience and solutions to make us proud. Paid for by Citizens for Alan E. Jones.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
That is a First Amendment issue, and if you do choose to use it, that's fine, but there might be consequences based on the structure of your school. Your school might say, we can't do this during the school day, but we certainly are telling you, you come early, you stay late, you got that right, but it's got to be at a time that is not going to disrupt, I would think, is probably what they would say. So today from 10 to 10:17, we're going to have this, and we'll see if it leads to more. You said there are a couple of more already on the schedule. But it's
March 24th and April 20th.
Yeah, got some more here. I'll try and get to as we go. It's 359-2255. CMI, I was there yesterday. I saw Brad and Betsy Park, CMIClean.com, chemical maintenance. They have all your janitorial supplies. I saw the backpack vacuum cleaner. Oh, yeah.
359-6262.
It's CMIClean.com. They got the e-sprayer. They can kill all the bad viruses. They got stuff for your bathroom that'll just, whoa. You'd never drop a ham sandwich in a bathroom, but after Betsy's done with it, you might.
There you go.
Here we go with your weather.
Eating in the bathroom. All right.
Yeah.
46 with sunshine, down to around 28 this evening, up to 49 tomorrow, down to 26. More clouds on Friday, and then late and coming into Saturday's forecast, could see some precipitation. High 42, low 32, so that could be in the form of some snow. Spring starts on Tuesday the 20th. It feels like 11 now, but the temperature's at 21 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, we'll get back to your text on the schools and the walkout today for guns, gun control, for more gun control is kind of the cause. And then to remember those tragically killed in Parkland, Florida, a few weeks ago. 359-2255, if you want to chime in, you're welcome to do that. We get together for a few moments every Wednesday and talk about not eating sugar because it's rat poison, essentially. It's a club we call Sugar Busters, and this is our official club meeting for the week. Is there something strange in your sugar mood? Who are you going to call? Sugar Busters! Our friend Warren Honeycutt, the honorary chair, former Mr. Tennessee, would have won a litany of Mr. Americas, but everybody else was roiding up steroids, and he wouldn't do it, so he walked away, and he still looks like that. How are you, Warren?
I'm great, Stevie J. How are you?
Well, we're fine in the fight against sugar. You're our team leader. Any revelations this week? Anything else? I know you have things you're working on that someday you're going to tell me.
Well, actually, I sent you a text, and I never got an answer back, Stevie J. I thought maybe I'd done something to upset you and
dang
didn't
it.
Know what the...
You did send me a text, Warren. I'm sorry.
Oh,
yeah,
now we remember.
Yeah, no, let's just go ahead and do the phone call now, right here. Let's go, right here. Darn it, I'm sorry. All right, I'll text you when I'm done today. I'll get hold of you because I can't wait to hear what's going on with you. I know you're expanding the message of health and good eating, and you've done that all your life, but you certainly are on the top of the list as far as ahead of the curve on sugar.
Uh-huh.
And you've been saying a long time, but I think now people are catching on.
Actually, more and more people are, Stevie J. And as a matter of fact, I read last night, and it was about a three-week-old broadcast, but I read last night that CNN, of all people, had picked up on sugar and what it was doing, and I laugh because, anyway, I won't digress.
I know why you're laughing, but that's fine.
And so, anyway, they've even jumped onto that bandwagon and talking about how the catchword now with losing weight and getting in shape and feeling better is getting away, not from all sugar, they didn't say that, and neither do we, but to cut way, way, way back on sugar. And so, you know, hey, when someone like CNN begins to carry that banner, doggone it, there must be some people catching on.
And there are all kinds of research going on because a lot of the products at the grocery now mention sugar-free. It used to be all fat-free. I'm seeing
that's
a lot
true.
Of sugar-free verbiage. So they're doing focus groups and studies, and they're figuring out what's tripping the trigger right now. So if fast foods have, like, a sugar-free menu, I bet that'd be a hit.
Yes, that is, I mean, and all of those are indicators of, hopefully, a cultural change, as you've mentioned before, like we did with smoking. And so, you know, maybe there'll be a time when 10 years from now, people that want a pack of M&Ms have to go outside and eat them. I don't know.
Get outside, you chocoholic. Eat it by the dumpster, yeah, like the smokers.
Take a drag of your cigarette and have a Hershey bar, yeah.
You know, being a Uber and pull out a Snickers bar and they throw you out.
Yeah, that's it. I don't want that in my vehicle, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, we can dream that, but there are things you can do that make your eating just lovely without the sugar, or at least cut it back. I think what we've done, we have 89 card-carrying members of our Sugar Buster Club, but I bet you we have 1,000 people looking at labels.
Yeah.
That, and I believe a whole lot of people, Stevie J, even though they're not card-carrying members, I wish they all were, but I think a lot of people, and I know some personally, and we've both heard people and Diane text in that, yeah, I'm staying away from sugar, et cetera, that don't necessarily have a certificate. By the way, I still have mine with my gold sticker
on
it.
You got it on there. You actually took that off the wall, undid the frame, put it on there, and put it back. Unbelievable.
It's there.
And
right here
I won't even I won't even respond to your text. Why are you even doing that? Come on.
Well, I'll take a picture of it and put it on Facebook.
All right. Well, so you know we're making progress. There's no doubt about it. They're checking
and
it out. We're working on it.
Speaking of chocolate a while ago, Stevie J, my lovely wife found some Stevia sweetened chocolate that is absolutely delicious.
Wow.
If anybody loves chocolate.
Where would I get that? Where would I find that?
It's Lily, L-I-L-Y, and they have a website. And I don't think that it's into the supermarkets yet, but it's literally delicious. And what I do is put those chocolate chips in my chocolate brownie, and that is delicious. It really is.
How do people find you, my friend?
Oh, it's go to gethoneycut.com, and I'm right there.
You're the man. Thank you for all you're doing. I'll text you after the show, my friend. We'll talk. Thank you so much for all you being on. We appreciate you.
God bless.
God bless you, Warren Honeycutt, our honorary chair of Sugar Busters. If you want to join our club, you're always welcome, 359-2255. Want to catch up on some of these texts coming in.
Should we hit that now, or... I'm assessing.
Yeah. Well, we'll gather and then we'll come back.
Okay.
Talking about walking out of school today for the guns and more gun laws and protect our students. That happens from 10 until 10:17 today.
With the 17 victims that happened at Parkland High School.
And who leads this? Because if you're outside and it's 10:16, do you start or do we go to 10:30-ish? You know, we're just, you know, talking, you know. Are there any consequences? All right, 359-2255.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. For a limited time, Lands is offering special financing for 6 years or up to $1,000 trade-in allowance. Your choice, with approved credit on any qualifying train system. So call Lands at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands. You can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
When water rushes in. Keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign. Like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
I'm John Rector. I've lived my entire life in Champaign County, and I've served in leadership roles in many business and volunteer groups. My parents were role models for me on how to give back to our community. I'm proud to say that my three sons, like my wife and I, have also served. I'm running for Champaign County Clerk to lead one more organization. Like the last two clerks, I haven't worked in the office. And like the last two clerks, I have a vision for the office that serves the people. I want to enhance the integrity of our elections as Democrats in Springfield reduce accountability. I want to protect the privacy of your personal information from political campaign. More than anything, I want to engage new voters in elections. We've produced a number of videos to do just that. Find them at johnrector.com. Across the country, it seems like people are becoming disenchanted with government. As county clerk, I want to do what I've done with so many organizations. Reach new people with a positive message about how they can make a difference.
Paid for by Citizens for Rector.
All right, to your text in a moment. Here's your sports headline.
Well, real quick, though, on the Sugar Buster thought. Yeah. Paul had texted in the Lily's chocolate with stevia is at Common Grounds, but it's pricey, $7 a package.
Spend $7 once on something like that, couldn't we?
Sure.
I just want to taste it.
It's chocolate.
I just want to taste it. Okay, Common Ground, that's Lincoln Square.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good to know. Good tip.
Home opener for our Illini. They're taking on Milwaukee, and Milwaukee is 4-10. We are 8-4. Won the last seven. Go Illini. Games at 3, totally free. Softball is in St. Charles today, taking on Mizzou at 2. On to basketball. NCAA play-in games. Radford will take on Villanova after beating LIU Brooklyn. And State Bonaventure beat UCLA, so they're on to play Florida. Playing games today, Texas Southern and NC Central. Syracuse and Arizona State will be going at it this evening. Pacers over the 76ers. LA Clippers over the Bulls. Big Ten Player of the Week, Alex Brown from the Illini tennis team, and our hockey team lost to Adrian yesterday in that national championship game.
All right. Hockey club at this point.
Yes. And, you know, hockey's been trending in the area, so I do like to mention that with that feasibility study last week. That was such a hot topic.
By the way, I'm still for the south location, and apparently I'm going against some of the grain on that.
Yeah, a lot of people looking at Champaign in the downtown area.
Well, just a question. Who's paying for parking? Is that the city?
And maybe there's a parking garage. Just part of this formula.
But who pays? Is that the city?
Oh.
And that'll be millions and millions if it is.
We have to work together as a community and
university.
We're
not. It's zero down here.
Okay.
South is zero.
Yeah.
And you already spent $430 million within three blocks of that spot. So why are we moving away from my camp? I just thinking.
I see.
So you're doing the big weight thing again. You did State Farm Center. You did Memorial Stadium. All the pressers. I mean, it's your campus. And you already got all your parking. You don't need to have a garage and traffic control. I'm just issuing my thoughts. I like South better because it makes more sense and continuity. And I know it's cool to have the bars and the restaurants, but you can build apartments down there and grow it that way. You don't have to draw everybody away from our main campus. That's just me.
Sugar Buster thought also, maple syrup, is that a natural sugar?
You know, it comes from the tree. You tap it out of a maple tree. There's several different trees that produce maple syrup. I think even a birch does, but a maple tree. But I've got to ask that to Warren because it comes out of the darn tree. I'm not doing any process on that, am I? Everybody loves maple syrup. I'm going to ask Warren that. Sorry, didn't get to that, Richard. Okay, whyprecision.com. Do you want your home painted? I got your guy. Chad Ebert, owner of Precision Painting, locally owned and operated. I want you to go to whyprecision.com. You can see before and after. You can see their references. Chad has painted my home. It was wonderful. I thought they did a great job. But you look for yourself. Look at the before and after pictures. They've got experienced painters that are actually working year-round. That's unusual for a painting company. But they go inside and outside, and they've got a great crew. And they don't job hop, or they stay on your job till they are done. All I'm telling you to do right now is get an estimate. It's free. And they're going to fill up. Their summer's going to fill up because they're very good at what they do. YPrecision.com, YPrecision.com. You can go to the website and just request a quote. Not going to hurt you to get a quote, and you're going to love the job. Chad, the owner, good kid. Yeah, I guess it's been 10, 12 years since I met him. Came to my house, maybe 14 years. Anyway, U of I grad, good guy. YPrecision.com, YPrecision.com. 359-2255. The kid's walking out 10 to 10-17 today. I'm thinking, is this a precedent we don't want to start? Are we looking the other way? Should we look the other way?
Well, and the question on 359-2255, are our educators encouraging this protest as they provide the space and the police presence for protection for students with their chance to speak out? Parents got a long email yesterday. Students will not be penalized for leaving class, but they must make up the work that they miss in class. It's really a teacher's nightmare. I wonder if my child could protest without penalty on May 4th. The fact that it's the National Day of Prayer, or how about pro-life, et cetera.
So again, the point of what I'm bringing up here is, yes, you can do that. And you really can't. Are you going to penalize somebody on the National Day of Prayer? If they walk out for 5 minutes because they want to pray by the flagpole and there's 48 of them, I don't know how you give them detention. They got to make up the work. They don't encourage it, but it's, you know, we understand. If you start stuff like this, I don't know where you end it, and I don't know how you can. And then what rises to the level of, well, it's just too big. Oh, everybody's doing it. Okay, what is the barometer? What's our line that says, okay, cross that line now. We can't give them detention. They can go do what they want. Because it is for – is it only because you agree? You're going to have problems when you don't agree?
Okay, so these – kids should be focusing on how they can improve the situation within the schools and not be walking out of them. The kids need to focus on them. Ask not what your country / school / government can do for you, but what you can do for your county and school, et cetera.
Okay. All right.
So thank you for that. Also, well, if you allow one protest, you better allow them all. I can see some people, it doesn't line up with their beliefs or agenda. Yeah.
And here's exactly what I was saying. My daughter does not want to walk out of class today feeling pressured to do so.
Mm.
Totally understandable. What's wrong with you, Katie? You too good for us? You know, you got that. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a can of worms. It's a can of worms. I know the administration is going, I'm not doing it. They're just, yeah.
Whatever the reason, there should be consequences when you walk out of a school. That's the law.
If you want to maintain order, you can't allow this and not allow my protest that you don't let me pray in the, I mean, it's a First Amendment issue. It's a, if you want to get into issues, you got to get into issues. I'm going to go out because I'm a dreamer backer and I want dreamers to be allowed in the country now, or I'm not going back to class. Or I want to build that wall. I'm not going back to class till we build a wall, protect our borders, keep us safe. I mean, we're going to do this?
Yeah.
359-2255.
Good morning.
Always good to watch protests on HD. It's Steve Suderman at Good Vibes. He can provide that home theater, that big old TV, plasma, whatever you're looking for, sound. He's got it going on.
By 10 o'clock, I'm walking out of my office
yeah,
for 17
minutes. Attaboy.
You know, I was wondering if I were in high school, I'd probably be the first kid at the front door, you know, ready to walk out.
Well, I mean, and who's not going to walk out because... As the texter just said, my daughter feels pressured to do so.
No doubt.
Yeah.
The pressure in adolescence is intense. Yeah. But the kids at Sandy Hook and Columbine and Parkland, every one of those, they were fish in a barrel. So this may be, you know, more of an act of self-defense than politics. But anyway,
yep.
I get it. It's 17 minutes seems like a fairly measured response to something. So let's hope it doesn't get out of control. And Diane, I agree with you. Detention's fine. Make, if you're going to make a statement,
a little consequence there.
Exactly.
And what's detention? A half an hour now?
Right.
So it's but something of some response.
Right.
Anyway,
yep.
2 cents worth. It is our 46th anniversary celebration.
Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Very good.
We have Sony receivers so cheap it is almost stupid. For $100, you can buy a stereo receiver that's brand new that'll power you. So if you got something that's getting old and out of date, 5.1 surround sound at $150 and 7.1 surround sound at $199. So you can get the ES receivers. This is Sony's elevated standard, the really cool stuff that company builds. There's one model that we sell a lot of, and it's $799, and I can't even say out loud, according to the rules, what we're selling it at. But it has a 5-year warranty, and it's got Bluetooth, it's got Wi-Fi, and it's got Dolby Atmos and everything in the world on it. So you can get yourself into the 21st century electronically for less money than ever. Well, TVs, a lot of the old receivers aren't 4K compatible, and now there's starting to be 4K DirecTV, 4K Dish. Comcast isn't there yet, but you've got stuff on the Internet. All these TVs that we were selling in 2017 are at the lowest prices ever. The 2018s are just becoming available. They're priced. The 2018 OLED 65 inches, more money at cost than the last year's model is at what we're selling it at. So that's a big difference in those. So the new ones, they're a little better, and they're a lot more. So we're four square behind the last ones and pushing the closeout. So.
No, they're lovely. They're wonderful, wonderful. And you have the service. You have the people. You can explain things. You can tell me to turn the power on when I forget. if you want to reach Steve Suderman, how would we do that?
Well, you can call me up at 351-0909. Drop in on our website, gvibes.com, or just visit us at 1501 North Prospect.
Got it, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Stevie.
Steve Suderman, North Prospect before Bloomington Road at Good Vibes.
I was in my junior year at Central, and we walked out during a protest about a teacher who was being abusive towards students and trying to figure out that situation. Later that day, my parents got called about it, and I was told I was suspended for 2 days.
Well, now, isn't that interesting? How about a walkout day of protest to support Chief Illiniwek? Would that be okay, Andy asks?
Yeah, these are all coming in to 359-2255 in case you have a statement.
They're all right. Everyone that has texted us this morning has a point, which was my point.
Mm-hmm.
When you open this up and essentially excuse it, and then when our people of higher education send the message that, heck yeah, you're good with this one, what about the next one? If I am out there protesting the ridiculous nature of our political speak, and I want to protest the fact that Illinois doesn't have the chief anymore, would Illinois be okay with that admission packet? Is that okay? You bigot. Yeah, I mean, you've got to be open to both sides. That's the discussion. If you're allowing this protest essentially about guns, are you not going to allow me to support guns or to support the National Day of Prayer via protest in some way? And I guarantee you, the principals and all the folks are, oh, boy, what do we do? Oh, boy, what do we do? Yeah. They're telling the teachers, stay in, keep teaching, keep talking. They have to make up the work. I don't know. I think I'd probably give it attention. Yeah, I know it's a problem. It'd be 300 of them, whatever.
And I think certain districts are drawing a line, but, everybody's different on that. So make sure you know what's happening in your district and maybe have this conversation
love to
on
hear,
your way to school.
And love to hear what you hear. Let me know what you're being told. If you're a parent and this all comes down, I'd love to know. Okay, we're going to pause for our news at the top of the hour. How fast did that hour go?
I know it.
Man. I got so much to get to here this morning.
And if you ever want to hear back some of this, ESPNCU.com.
Go podcast me.
Mm-hmm.
Diane's got that going on. Okay, 7:58, the news in a minute, 359-2255. You okay with a 17-minute walkout? I'm all in on recognizing and remembering. I'm all good with that. It just, is it appropriate to walk out of school for it? And should there be a consequence? It doesn't have to be a huge consequence. You don't have to be suspended, but I think a half-hour detention just because you broke the rules would maybe lay the groundwork for stopping a rash of these potential in the future? We get more politically active? And remember, they're going to want to be protesting things you don't agree with. And then you got to stay in school.
This one says this will accomplish nothing. And then another one saying people are hypocrites.
We'll be right back. When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077.